Sorry, Oraz, highlights of the Daf HaShavua. We're going to be focusing on Yevamot Daf Lamed Chet. Very interesting Gemara here that speaks about Ein Safek Mosimi De Vadai. That if you have a Safek and a Vadai, something not sure, something that's sure, the Safek can't beat out the Vadai. That's taken for granted. Then the Gemara challenges this. Whoa, one second. We find the Beit Shammai seems to believe this. Now, here's the example. So this is an important case. Comes up many times in Shas. It's quoted. It's a very fundamental question. A husband, when he marries a woman, because of a takana drabanan, rabbinic enactment, he has to pay the ketubah. If the wife is misbehaved, she's not entitled to the ketubah. She forfeits the right to the ketubah. If she's committed adultery, she's forfeited the right to the ketubah payment. A divorce because of her adultery, then there is no ketubah payment. Now, what if the woman is safek zinta? Possible, we're not sure if there was actual adultery. And this is the sota. This is the husband warned the wife, don't seclude yourself with this man. You should not be yichud with this man. And then she does it. God forbid, sitira. And now, at this point, there's a warning, kinui and stira. So she's forbidden to the husband, even though we don't know if she committed adultery or not. Unless she actually drinks the water of the sotah, as we know in Parashat Naso. That's very, very interesting. So what's really interesting is that is the following situation. So the sotah, when becomes sotah, she loses her ketubah. She only regains the right to the ketubah if she drinks. If she refuses to drink, then a couple have to divorce and no ketubah. But listen what happens to this. What happens if she becomes a sota? She was willing to drink and the husband dies. At this point, she can't drink because one of the rules of a sota is vevi eisha deisha. The husband's to bring the wife, sort of like you need a plaintiff to initiate a case in Beit Din or even Lahavdil in civil court. That's the rule. You know, someone has to have standing to be able to just to bring the case. You can't just, you need a plaintiff. Just can't have a case without a plaintiff. That's very elementary in Lahavdil in any law system. So no sotam. So she would like to drink, but she doesn't have the opportunity to drink. So is she entitled to the ketubah? So Beit Hillel says, no, you don't drink. No ketubah. She lost it when she became a sotah. That seems to be a straightforward opinion. But Beit Shammai has a surprising opinion. He says the husband actually has to pay the ketubah. Now, that runs counter to our rule of Ein Safek Mosimi De Vadai. The Safek beats out the Vadai. And because Safek, whether she's entitled to ketubah, the husband's yorshim, the husband's inheritors, are muhzakim. They have chazakah on the property and on the ketubah money. And despite there being a vadai, they're, so to speak, having position, they're being, having a chazakah. Nonetheless, the safek, the sotah, can take away from the muhzakim, the vadai. What's going on here? So the Gemara explains, no, this is not what Beit Shammai believes. Beit Shammai believes that the reason is because of a principle called shtar ha'omed ligvot kigavui dami. If there's a shtar, if you have a document that is up for payment, we view it as if it's already paid. In other words, when the husband died, you view it as if she already has the money. So that's the question. How do you view it? Beit Hillel says, no. The property is in the, who has the chazakah? Who's the muhzak? Who's the one who's controlling the money? And, you know, if you are in control, you're in your possession. Who has possession? It's always a big thing. If you have possession, in the case of safek, it can't be taken from you. So who has possession? Is the husband's yorshim or the wife has it? Beit Shammai says, no, because she has a shtar. She has a shtar, the ketubah, and it's meant to be paid, and it's meant to be paid. Omei ligvot, avuidam, it's already collected. She's already mukzak, and the safek, that maybe she's that, and now Bob, and now the husband's Yorshim say we don't have to pay this. Maybe you committed adultery. No, then it's in safek mitzvah devadai. She's a vadai. She's mukzeket, as opposed to Beit Hillel say no. We don't believe that a shtar or made likvot kavui dani, but rather we believe that we believe quite contrarily that ha'omed likvot shtar ha'omed likvot eino kagavoy dami. It's not considered to be it's collected already, and therefore the husband's yorshim are considered to be the muhzakim, and therefore in a case of safek, Beit Hillel says sorry, the safek can't take away from the muhzak. So it's not an issue of in safek mosibi devadai. For sure, everybody agrees in safek mosibi devadai. The question is who's muhzak, whether is it the wife or the husband's yorashim, and that's a question depends on whether we say she's muhzak or the husband's yorashim or muhzak depends on whether you believe shtahar med likvot kavui dami, very famous important machlok between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. Wishing everybody a great day. And of a great week full of bracha and briyut and Purim Sameach.